Hello, and welcome to the returning episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Today's point. The PlayStation 6. I did not read the article that I was supposed to read for this drive. I'm now realizing that, and because we are behind the wheels of a vehicle, we are practicing automobile safety, and I will not look it up. So I will try to recall a thing that I read several days ago. If you have been listening recently, you probably haven't been, because I was off for a week and a half-ish, 2 weeks now, I think. The kiddo was sick, and then we flew back to Wisconsin. You can actually see some of my thoughts about a trip back home to my hometown on the website. I've also been playing Darkest Dungeon at the same time. It was a very weird Midwest Gothic trip that involved going to a tractor festival called a threshery, which is the most Bloodborne thing I've done in my life, I think. So I've been away for a bit. This might actually be the last episode of Point to Point that I do before we pivot to video. I'll still be putting it out as a podcast, I think, but I had planned on this return episode being a pilot for video, and you know what? You add more stuff to your chain, and guess what? You forget a cable, and it's all ruined. So instead, we're talking about the PlayStation 6. I'm catching up still on the gaming news of the past few weeks, and one of the stories that came out that I saw is reportedly, I guess, I think this might be according to VGC, but it's been a little bit. There's three SKUs planned for the PlayStation 6. And I kind of want to talk about it a bit because I have some feelings about it. We'll lay it out. The three SKUs, as far as I remember, and please, again, we're practicing automobile safety here, so don't at me if I get this wrong. The point will still stand, I promise. So the first one is a handheld, a onboard handheld, much like the Nintendo Switch. It will have a dock, allegedly. So you have your handheld. You will then have a like big old pro style console that has all the power. And then you will have a slim edition that is kind of the Series S approach, it sounds like. There's a lot of things going on here. I think the big one that I want to talk about is the handheld change and how I think PlayStation is kind of fucking it up by going this route. The thing that I've kind of talked about a bit in the past is this shift to handhelds, and like I felt it as well. I still haven't messed around with that laptop too much to make it a handheld, but I still would very much like to because I see the utility in it, right? Like there are lots of times when I would rather have my second screen be something that is fun and enjoyable instead of doom scrolling the internet and everyone's fancy bottle of alcohol when a particular obituary comes in. Because, like, that's nice, but it sure is a bummer most of the time. And, you know, we all have our vices. I appreciate watching far too much home and garden television and kind of hate watching that in the background. And it would be nice if I could just fire up Sword of the Sea or what have you and play that while I watch some real obnoxious shit happen on the television. So I get it. But the thing that's kind of confusing to me is PlayStation has made this huge, huge push with the, you know, PlayStation 4, kind of with the Pro, and then also into the 5, where they just said, what if we threw raw power at it? What if we made this look like the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? And let's, like, really, you buy a PlayStation to play these games on Ultra, right? Like, that is generally the pitch. You play, like, the PlayStation is the 90s version of HBO as a console. Like, it is just, here you go. This is the best shit you could possibly get in all ways. And just enjoy that. It is the best and is the easiest to hop into. And also, it's going to be very expensive. And I think that they're also kind of seeing the problem there, right? Like, as tariffs and awful economic policy tick up, the cost of these things tick up. I think I also recently saw the onboard storage of a PlayStation is being reduced from 1 terabyte back down to 825 gig for the $500 one, just to like keep costs low. Turns out you reduce, I guess, the amount of hard drive space, and that makes it easier to do that, which I guess makes sense, but yikes. So we're seeing that, right? And, you know, the Switch has done gangbusters, and it has continued to work for Nintendo when the Switch 2 comes out. Like, I think recently having sold over 5.8 million copies of the... or the 5.8 million Switch 2s. So, like, there is still fervor for a handheld. There's also, you know, people don't seem to mind too much about the handheld-only aspect of the Switch Lite. See previous episode of this show for my opinions on that. So I get it. Like, it makes a lot of sense. But I think the part that doesn't make sense, and I think is a struggle for me to kind of wrap my head around, is when we talk about a PlayStation 6 and whatever the next Xbox is, you know, we're talking 2029, 2030, and at that point, you know, there's rumors that Steam is possibly working on a set-top console now. You know, like, there's very much blood in the water when it comes to Xbox, and there is someone who is trying to slot in to be the competitor to Sony. And right now, when you look at what Xbox strategy is, like, oh, we're going to make a possibly we're going to make a handheld, or at least license out our software to make a handheld, and then also, you know, let's try to get Steam on this bitch, like, let's do whatever we can to scrounge for whatever we can. You know, Steam is very much there to be like, well, we have a handheld, and also we have Steam natively, so what if you just use that instead? And then you see PlayStation, right? Like, PlayStation in 5 years is planning to have a Nintendo Switch-like console, which is great. That is, like, actually the biggest disappointment I have about the PlayStation Portal is that you need to have a PlayStation to use it. Like, the Portal would have been a day one buy from me if I could play PlayStation games on it without owning a PS5. Like, it just makes a lot of sense, right? Like, I don't want to spend $800 to play another re-release of The Last of Us, but I would pay $300 to pay $500 in PlayStation games over the life of that console. And it just kind of bummed me out that you can't do that. So I see them going this route to have the handheld to do it. I think the mistake is launching with three different SKUs, because we've seen how that's kind of worked out for Xbox, in that it really hasn't. And I think adding a handheld into the mix as the console is a mistake. And the reason I feel that way is, you know, there's multiple reasons. The first one is, back to that first part. Like, you are supposed to, when you buy a PlayStation, the brand positioning, just like the fucking Walkman now, is you are buying the top tier premium version of this thing. It looks like modern art because you are experiencing modern art on it. And you can feel different ways about that, but that is how they have positioned that console. As we see what is going on with the Nintendo Switch, we are now 5 years away from a PS5 or PS6 Lite or PS6 Core or whatever you want to call it. The Switch 2 will be 2 years away from its refresh, if we're kind of going off of what we've seen from the Switch to the Switch 2. And they are choosing to make a decision to just make a medium-powered thing that will play all of their games really nice. But that's not what Sony does. Sony plays the premium stuff. How are you going to get this diminishing returns of graphical fidelity? Like, I want to play a ray-traced version of Intergalactic or whatever on my mobile console. And the battery tech just isn't there. The power, like, the miniaturization of power is not really there in a way that can make that an enjoyable experience. Like, I will be able to play Intergalactic on my PlayStation Portable on the train one way and then another way, and I'm going to have to charge that thing when I get home. You know, that is like a hour maximum battery life thing. Because also, look at what the Portal looks like. That thing is svelte, and it is light, and it looks terrible, but it sure does, you know, look like another thing that fits within the family of the PlayStation 5. And the next thing here is we have this problem with the Series X and the Series S. And I think the big one that probably brought this up most prominently a few years ago was Baldur's Gate 3, where they almost were not able to ship on the Series X because the Series S was not powerful enough to handle local co-op. So the way that, you know, Microsoft kind of dealt with that is like, hey, you know, when we said it had to have parity, we didn't. You can do whatever you want. Please God, put this like million seller game on our video game console. We are begging you. And now you're going to have that, right? The benefit of all of these consoles has always broken down to, I can just plug this thing in, and we're stepping further from the light by having performance and graphic modes. But ultimately, I have two sliders instead of, you know, going down the list of everything being ultra or not, which is fine. Like, I as a person who has recently bought a PC in the last year, like, that shit sucks. Like, having to deal with drivers. We just had a problem with our Helldivers run last night because someone's drivers were not updated. Like, that sucks. That gets in the way of having fun, and now you're having a bad time. But once you add a portable console into the mix, and you have a Pro, and also you have a Slim, which I imagine is just the portable console without a screen, you now run into the thing of, well, okay, I want to play Last of Us 3. Like, I want to play the best version of that because, you know, it's so photorealistic the first two times. I would like to play the real one, please. So now you're out $1,000 to get the Pro. And it ends up doing this thing where instead of making one, two, or three, like, good devices that serve different purposes, what they've done is they've created a three-option choice where the first two are mostly bad to sell you the top one. Which then, again, means unless something very big happens and the price of that PlayStation Portable is low, you're not going to sell a ton of them. Developer support is not going to be huge. And you run into the same problem of the actual PSP and the actual PS Vita, where the bottom kind of just falls out on that. You got yourself a PSVR 2 situation here. You know, the attach rate was not huge, and so the money is not there to make games for this stuff, and we can kind of just move on. Because, again, like, the other thing here is this is 5 to 6 years away, which is a hell of a lot of time for Steam to gain more market share in the mobile gaming space. And I think that's the part that is what, like, really kills me about this move, is that because Xbox and because PlayStation are these monolithic corporations, they move so slowly. Like, they are not able to spin up a lot of the stuff that they need to stay relevant in the marketplace right now. And Valve, like, while being equally, well, not equally, Valve being another large corporation, not on the scale of something like Microsoft or even Sony, I don't think, it means that they can move a little bit quicker and they can test things out, they can put more stuff out, and they can kind of move along. And they don't have to sell the next huge feature. What they've made is a thing that is kind of evergreen. Like the next version of the Steam Deck is just gonna be a Steam Deck. Like, unless they do something truly wild, you know, add mouse controls on controllers that come off, like it is just gonna be a Steam Deck, and that's fine. And now Sony, 5 years from now, and Microsoft, 3 years after they said they were working on one of these things, they have to claw back market share. Like, they have lost the mobile gaming space. Like, Sony was way too early, and now they are way too late. Microsoft, also too late, and just have become a sticker on a box at this point for the ROG Ally Xbox Series Ally, or whatever it's called. And so it all just kind of falls apart, right? Like, the ability for Sony to do a kick-ass job of making a really good portable, like, I'm sure they can make good hardware, but at the end of the day, they've lost. Like, they have lost this space, and so if they don't put one out in the meantime, you just don't associate PlayStation with a portable console anymore. Like, that's just not how they work. And so you just end up with this weird, convoluted strategy where, you know, you're pushing people to buy the Pro, which, Jesus, imagine the economic situation in 5 years. Like, is anyone going to have money to spend on a $5,000 console? You know, like, where is inflation going to be at? Where are these tariffs going to be at? I bet not anywhere good. And so you need that low tier. But just get a Steam Deck. Like, it's the same thing with the Switch. Like, unless... it's worse than the Switch, actually. If you want Donkey Kong Bonanza, you have to get a Switch 2. Or do some weird shenanigans that it's not worth getting into. That's really hard. If you want The Last of Us Part 2, there are 1, 2, 3 places you can buy that game. And as this stuff goes, I doubt that it's going to end up on an Xbox, but that was a 100% not going to happen 2 years ago, and as Xbox continues to be the top-selling publisher on PlayStation, I bet that's a 90% chance it's not going to happen. Still small. Possible, though. And so, why? Like, what association do you have with the PlayStation brand where you would be able to take a hit to the games that they have positioned themselves as making to play it portably when you could just do that elsewhere? And I think that that's kind of the point I'm getting at here, is that I think that PlayStation needs to pick a lane, right? And at least Xbox, I think they have this strategy of, we're going to be everywhere, and like, we're still kind of backing this cloud thing. We're still kind of pushing towards, you know, let's make sure that Xbox is a software brand, not a hardware brand. Like, you know, even if they still put out some hardware here and there. And it's left PlayStation in kind of this in-between space of like, well, they're mostly a hardware brand still. Like, they still make the PlayStation 5. And that's kind of all they make. Like, they make the Portal, which is another way to play it. They make PSVR 2, which is another way to play those games. But at the end of the day, you know, as we saw with the Portal, that is a remote play, network play thing. You're not even getting, like, cloud streaming on that. They are very much a hardware company. So splitting that across three SKUs is going to make life painful, and it's going to make it difficult to, you know, move all of those units so that all of them stay supported, because, you know, we're talking about a console that's going to cost upwards of, you know, $500 for the basic, $1,000 for the Pro, and if you want that handheld to work, you need a Switch Lite price on that baby, and that's not going to happen. yeah, I don't know. Like, speculating on how all this stuff is going to go when one of these three devices is just in the baby stages of discussion and is probably not going to make it anyways is silly. Like, I understand that. But I think it's really interesting to look at how these companies are thinking about the industry at large and kind of figure out where the industry is going, because, you know, these monoliths are around and they will be around for us 30 pluses. But, you know, there's also that group of people that have never touched one of these things and they need to capture that crowd somehow. How do you do that? I'm skeptical of Sony's strategy, but I guess we'll see. The thing that I wasn't able to get to that maybe I'll approach in another episode is how I think the idea of a handheld and dock is actually maybe genius. Like, I think, what if Nintendo Switch, but the Steam Deck quality with the console experience is actually the best way to do this, with one like giant caveat. But I will get to that in another episode, I think. Thanks for hanging out. I gotta go start my work day. This has been a fun return. Like I said, we're gonna pivot to video in a little bit here. I'll still put these out as podcast episodes, but I'm gonna be testing out how to make this work in video, because you know what they say, video killed the radio star. Thanks for hanging out. This has been Phil from 70% Complete. Go check out the website. That Darkest Dungeon piece is really good. I'll have a review of Sword of the Sea up pretty soon. I will have impressions of Sword of the Sea coming to a podcast near you later. As always, check out the website, follow me on Blue Sky, and join the Discord. There's lots of fun stuff there, lots of good conversations in the corner of the internet Discord. Links are all in the description. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see ya. Bye!